This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Passion. AM 930. The Answer. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, across America on some of America's great radio stations. And we want to say thank you to our great military men and women who are listening to us around the world right now, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for your service to America. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics, thank you for all that you do to keep America rolling. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we get started on talking about the military budget and all that sort of stuff, there's an interesting little sidebar article that showed up this morning from the Daily Caller, and I got this in my email, and it's from the Daily Caller, a reporter by the name of Sajar Anjeti. He says that 111 miles of new or replacement wall slash barrier is either being built or is in the process of being built along the southern border after the president's first 2 years in office. All told, the administration has now secured funding for approximately 445 miles of the total 722 miles desired by the Trump administration, a administration source said. Now, that's what he says. Don't know how true that is, but if that's true, you got, 80% of the barrier paid for already.
Yet, the report is today that the administration is asking for $8.6 billion.
Yep,
so
I saw that. Mm-hmm.
Something's a little weird here.
Yeah. Yep, and $9 billion emergency fund, too, for whatever.
Yeah. Though we shall see where this necessarily goes. We don't know when McConnell is going to bring the vote to the floor either, to the Senate floor. So I guess we're going to have to see what some of these logistics are.
Now, according to the New York Times, and I can only read the story because I'll read it the way it says U.S. airstrikes kill hundreds in Somalia as shadowy conflict ramps up. It goes on to say the American military has escalated a battle against the Shabab, an extremist group affiliated with al-Qaeda in Somalia, even as President Trump seeks to scale back operations against similar Islamic insurgencies elsewhere in the world, from Syria and Afghanistan to West Africa. It sounds like we're really pounding some people in Somalia.
Well, I do know that we have been doing several airstrikes in Somalia here in the last several weeks. So happy for that. Very happy for that. It will be fascinating to see if how much of this is really al-Shabaab, or is there some other alliance where al-Qaeda is helping al-Shabaab in their, I shouldn't say resurgence, but in their continued surgence. So I wouldn't have this personally, I wouldn't keep this exclusive to Al-Shabaab.
Mm-hmm. Well, I totally agree with that. And, of course, I think we're waning down. I saw some aerial combat footage, which I posted on my Facebook page, of some activity there in that last little bastion in Syria. And apparently somebody had tried to fire at one of our helicopters, and, well, the helicopters, they didn't hit them, thank God. The helicopters turned right around, came back, and just blew the bejesus out of where the fire was coming at them from.
Okay.
And I mean, they didn't do it. And I mean, they didn't do it once. They didn't do it twice. They didn't do it three times. They didn't do it four times. They hit this same position about six times and just absolutely destroyed a city block. Absolutely destroyed a city block.
Well, it's also, you know, not enough is being mentioned about what's going on in Syria at all, in my opinion. In fact, Russia is still bombing.
Right.
Yeah. So. I guess we should be asking some harder questions here, but then again, who are we going to ask them to? Because, you know, media is not talking about it. Pentagon is not really talking about it. You know, only the people on the ground are necessarily talking about it, but nobody pays attention to them anymore. There's very few reporters even left.
And Syria troops went on patrols with some of the Russians in one of these areas where the Kurds are and the bad guys are and all that stuff. How do you think that's going to work out?
Well, I can't really say. I'm not trusting Turkey, and I don't know if any of your listeners are either, but, this is a situation that we're in. I still think that Russia's getting away with, you know, activity that they should hardly be getting away with, but, you know, I don't know who's gonna call them on it.
Well, you just did.
Well, yeah, but I'm a no voice in the scheme of things.
Yeah, well, okay, but you know, somebody's got to point out what's going on, and that's what we try to do. By the way, the Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson, who's resigning at the end of May, apparently is going to take a job at some college somewhere.
University of Texas, I think.
Is that where it is? Okay. All right. So she's
University
going.
University of Texas or University of Texas. Texas A&M? Something like that. I forget.
Okay. Very good. And we're going to be talking because we're running out of time here. We're going to be doing a little discussion here and break down some of the specifics about the budget coming up, because there's a lot of money in this budget coming up, and the military is going to get a fair share of it. And we're hearing some different figures thrown around, and we'll mention that when we come back. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Check her out there on her website and see all the different articles that she writes. Sign up for her daily sit rep that she'll send to you. And I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be...
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
.com, TotalAirFL.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country, is brought to you by our good friends at the USCCA. Now, check out the USCCA by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the logo link that's right there. You'll get an opportunity to win a free gun a day. We have the free gun a day giveaway over there, as well as if you decide to become a member and have some peace of mind in the event that you ever have to defend yourself, you can get $474 worth of free stuff. And that membership fee, that one-time membership fee, away you go. You got it, and you're in it. So, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, click on the USCCA logo that's right there, and you're all set to go. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Captain, well, not Captain, sorry, now Major. Major Matthew Goldstein apparently is in the process of some sort of transition where it looks like as if there's going to be a court-martial file against him, and murder charges against him will not be levied, perhaps because the president got involved in this.
I don't know that Trump is completely involved in this yet. I think he has the file. I don't think that he will get necessarily involved in the process, but he can pardon somebody, pending the outcome of the court-martial if they go forward with the court-martial. So we shall necessarily see. Now, this is the guy that, I think this has been going on 4 years, but Goldstein was the one that, upon leaving the Green Berets had applied to a position at the CIA.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And in the normal, question and answer session with the CIA is when he admitted to, I think, killing a bomb maker that had been released. So we shall see where this necessarily goes. Now, I know an awful lot of people in Special Forces are standing with Goldstein, and
yes,
rightly so. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see where this happens.
And this was the one where a sergeant first class, whose name I won't mention because he's still under investigation, was charged with falsifying promotion files and other records by listing on at least three separate occasions a Purple Heart Award he never receives, and an unauthorized wear of other occasions of a ribbon. Plus, he also had a Silver Star ribbon he was wearing, which he had not received. And this was the guy that apparently blew the whistle on this.
Yeah, there's, you know, I think a lot of this was, I don't know. I mean, we go back to this all happened during the Obama administration.
Right.
So we had very different kind of leadership then.
Right.
You know, conduct on becoming an officer and blah, 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 blah. So, you know, this goes back to rules of engagement. And, you know, they have a duty to protect their own. And I think killing a bomb maker after the bomb maker had already killed a couple of his guys.
He did.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and he may not have even wanted to kill the guy to begin with, but something led to another, and all of a sudden we have what we had there. But and by the way, I believe the major said that he was merely defending himself because apparently there was an attack that ensued or something. One thing or the other. I don't know the
total
details.
Yeah, I don't know the specifics. I'd have to go look at the timeline of it all.
Now, not to be outdone, the Air Force is trying to get their F-35s in order here. We've had a problem, if you will, with the F-35s, the fighter jets coming in to the Air Force because of some sort of problem I don't know what it's been. Has it been the artificial intelligence or something was hacked or something like that? Is that what I've been hearing?
I have no idea. Lately, I don't know. Kept up with.
All right, well, there was something going on there, but anyway. And then the Navy, of course, the Navy with the Gerald R. Ford back in service again, that, of course, is the new rift of carriers that we're going to have with the Navy, which is a pretty impressive-looking ship, I might add. But the Navy is going to be entering into the mix here. And we're told that some Columbia-class submarines are going to be jumping into the mix, 10 of them, over the next few years, because they're going to decommission the USS Harry S. Truman.
Okay.
All right.
You're keeping up with that one, not me.
Well, I am, because it's interesting, because that's quite a transition to add all these submarines at one time. They call them the boomers. All right, well, let's go to Venezuela, because Venezuela, are they still without power?
Yes, the fourth day. And here's what's particularly interesting is Maduro is how I think the man, we ought to try something else, like he's mentally imbalanced.
Mm-hmm.
He's accusing now the United States of an EMP attack on the Guri hydroelectric complex, which is the reason, which provides 80% of the power for Venezuela. And so he's blaming the United States for it.
Well, last week he was saying they were hacked.
Yeah, well, I mean, so that's what I'm saying. It's either one or the other, and obviously one of them, either of them. Now the schools are closed today. And it's what's really hurting is the hospital. Because, you know, you've got people that obviously have to have some power in order for treatment. And they're pretty desperate in order to, you know, have alternate power there so they can do all of the, you know, procedures and whatnot in a hospital. That's bad. And so Guaido is calling for, you know, some kind of balance here to make sure that, you know, hospitals get some power. the schools have some power, and I mean, the country is in a complete meltdown. So I don't know what else to say, but we're getting blamed.
Could it be as simple as Maduro just shut the power off to make things more miserable?
He probably had he has a feeble grid. I mean, the grid isn't any different than the ones that we had where? What was it?
Oh, Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico.
It's the same kind of thing. So it's kind of necessarily falling apart here, and people aren't getting paid to maintain it. People have bailed out. He's blaming us.
Now, would it surprise you if I told you that recently when it was announced that the Congress was considering the military draft again, that voters weren't all that supportive of a military draft? But if there was one, they thought the women should be just as eligible as the men. Would it surprise you if I told you that?
No, as a matter of fact, there was a lawsuit. I don't remember the details now, but I read a snippet of it, I think last week or week before last, where a couple of guys actually sued somebody in government because the men have to register for civil service.
That's right.
But women do not.
Mm-hmm.
So therein, I think, is where a lot of this conversation is happening. We fund the draft. And we have been doing it all along. We've never not funded the draft procedures. Doesn't cost a lot of money. I think it's $2.5 million a year in order to keep that system going. But
A little bit more to close out the segment about the border and some 2,700 plus people that are being quarantined because of diseases that we haven't seen in a while, like there's a new strain of flu that's shown up with some of these migrants that have come in. So that could be really dangerous to some, to a certain element of our society.
It's really not a new phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote about it, I don't know, probably a month and a half ago, of, you know, the measles and the mumps and the, you know,
chicken pox.
Yeah, several other of these things that are popping up. And yeah, I think I saw the number that it's costing us $460 billion.
Yeah.
To house these people, care for these people, give them medical treatment,
yep,
transport them around. And all. I mean, think about that number for a second. How did this become our problem? But it obviously is.
It is now because they're here and we're keeping them. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great articles she has to offer and sign up to get on her mailing list so you can get the intel report every day. All right. I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A UN source says at least a dozen people affiliated with the United Nations were among those killed in the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet near Addis Ababa. Authorities say 157 people were killed when the Boeing 737 MAX 8 crashed shortly after takeoff on the flight to Nairobi, where a UN conference is being held. The BBC's Tom Burritt says this is the second major crash involving this particular model.
There's no doubt the crash of one of these aircraft off the coast of Indonesia back in October has raised uncomfortable questions, because what's believed to have happened there is that an automatic computer system on board the plane, which is supposed to prevent it from stalling, received incorrect data from a sensor on the plane and caused it to nosedive. Now, that nosedive was supposed to prevent the stall. In reality, it put it into the sea.
This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Degree, perhaps. Weekdays at noon on AM 930, The Answer.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for another military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida on a Monday morning. And this edition brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, I want you to listen to what they have to say because it can help you jumpstart your career.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, check them out online, because you can jumpstart your career or start a career that could start you with a paycheck of $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year, a six-figure salary, and more. I am not being facetious. I'm telling you the absolute truth. So check them out online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. Schedule the tour. Tell them you want to take the tour. And tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open at the National Aviation Academy. Well, the Army, step by step, The Army's been overhauling its basic training enterprise over the past year. First came a new program of instruction at Fort Jackson, then a pilot extension of infantry one-station unit training, and a return of drill sergeants to advanced individual training. Now, you soon will be seeing lieutenants at Army basic training platoons near you. They're bringing back the officers to the basic training platoons to give them a little training, too, if you will. Now, the Army is looking for information on a remote weapon system and an unmanned turret for its 30-millimeter cannon for a few of its ground vehicles. They want the remote operating system because it'll make things a lot more adaptable for them in the real world of being involved in combat. Now, the Navy's had a lot of problems lately, as has the military in general, with some of their housing. And the Navy's Assistant Secretary for Energy, Installations, and Environment, Phyllis L. Bayer, has tendered her resignation after a little more than a year at her post and will retire from the government to pursue other opportunities, the Pentagon announced on Friday. Now, the Navy's had problems, like the Army's had problems, like the Air Force has had problems, like the Marine Corps had problems, like the Coast Guard's had problems. They've all had problems with housing. And she probably won't be the only one to be leaving the military, the DOD or whatever. That's just a guess on my part. Also, the feds have vowed to clean up the Navy and industrial dump site that's in the Virginia Hampton Roads region. The federal government's agreed to spend about $65 million to clean up land in Virginia's Hampton Roads region that was polluted by a wood treatment facility and used as a military dump site. That ought to be an interesting area to be in. The Air Force is announcing that they're offering a glimpse of the new stealthy combat drone during its first flight in Arizona. The XQ-58A Valkyrie demonstrator, a long-range, high, subsonic, unmanned combat air vehicle, completed its inaugural flight last week at the Yuma Proving Grounds in Arizona. Military will be doing more of that in the not-too-distant future. And the Air Force has also named an official to the new chief architect position. The Air Force's first chief architect began work at the Pentagon this past week. The service confirmed that in a statement on Friday. We'll see how all that plays out. And the Marines, there was a fire at the headquarters. 1st Battalion, 6th Marines, discovered at Camp Lejeune as they responded to a water flow alarm, and it was a fire that caused more than $100,000 worth of damages at the headquarters for the 1st Battalion, 6th Marines. By the way, one of the saltiest warfighters in the Marine Corps is going to be retiring, the EA-6B Prowler. After supporting combat operations for the Marine Corps in nearly every conflict for the past 40 years, the Marines' electronic attack aircraft, the EA-6B Prowler, will fly its final flight in mid-March. And First Lieutenant Matthew Kraft was reported missing to law enforcement officials after he failed to return from a hiking and skiing trip along a challenging trail known as the Sierra High Route in California, according to the 1st Division. There's a search on now for the 1st Lieutenant. Hopefully he'll be okay. Thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family. By the way, did you hear what happened on Lake Erie near Cleveland? Authorities say about four dozen fishermen were trapped on an ice floe in Lake Erie when the ice floe broke loose from other ice that was right there by the land. They were rescued by the U.S. Coast Guard and local emergency personnel in northern Ohio, and they got very, very, very lucky. Very lucky. Now, other things that are going on right now in the military world, The defense industry says that India signed a $3 billion contract with Russia to lease a nuclear submarine. You heard me right. India signed a $3 billion contract for the lease of an Akula 1 class nuclear-powered attack submarine from Russia for a period of 10 years. $3 billion for 10 years. I guess that's cheaper than building it. We'll see how that works. By the way, Myanmar and a Ukrainian firm struck a plant deal on an arms plant. A Ukrainian company and the Myanmar military have signed a joint venture agreement to build a plant capable of manufacturing armored personnel carriers and self-propelled howitzers, the Myanmar website said. We'll see how that works out. And the VA is struggling to curb harassment that's been going on of female veterans at medical centers across the country. Now, retired Navy Lieutenant Commander Robin Alex said they just don't think we're real veterans, talking about the demeaning attitude behind the harassment female veterans sometimes experience in seeking Department of Veterans health care. I can personally say that when I've been at the VA and I've seen the women that have been there getting treated, I've never heard them complain. I personally have not. And I've never seen them get anything other than the best treatment they could get when it was their turn. So I don't know what exactly is going on in some of these other locations, but obviously that shouldn't be the case. That shouldn't be the case, in my humble opinion. But then what do I know? And also, the Chelsea Manning, remember her? Used to be Bradley Manning. Chelsea Manning is back behind bars after the former Army intelligence analyst refused to testify before a grand jury about classified information that she provided to WikiLeaks. So the judge ordered her reprimanded to jail, giving her a chance to think about whether or not she wants to be there a while or not. Oh, well. Oh, well. And by the way, Customs and Border Patrol struggled for years to meet the minimum staffing levels mandated by Congress and is currently short about 6,900 Border Patrol agents, 1,000 CBP officers, and over 600 Air and Marine Operations frontline personnel. Have to get that straightened around. Great career for somebody that would like to do that. Great career for somebody that would like to do that. So think about that. Strongly serving your country in the Border Patrol. It could be a lot worse. Alrighty. Captain's America Third Watch coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. We'll get a jump start on what's going to happen this week. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting it ready. Big speech, clearly a setup.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930, The Answer.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you listening to us on our affiliate up there, Carrollton, Georgia, AM 1330 WLBB, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to all the guys and gals here at Fort Benning tonight. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Mission Barbecue, where we will be having lunch with the captain again tomorrow at 5602 West Waters Avenue, Town and Country, just off the Veterans Expressway up there on Waters Avenue. You go east through the first traffic light, and there between the first and the second light on the right side, look for the great big American flag up in the air. That'll be Mission Barbecue. And also keep in mind that we're there from noon to 1:30, and we invite anybody that wants to stop by to have lunch with the captain. I will also be on the 29th. I'll be at the Mission Barbecue up in Bruce B. Downs for a special Vietnam Veterans National Remembrance Day lunch up there. We want to encourage all the Vietnam veterans that can to attend that lunch. They've got inside and outside heating there as well. So we get it well attended. We'll be inside. We'll be outside. But there you go. So Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. And hello, Mr. Chris.
How you doing?
I got to ask you this question because inquiring minds want to know. How much do you think that rock that A-Rod stuck on Jennifer's finger is worth? I mean, that's the size of my pinky finger. That was a big freaking rock.
Yeah, I don't know what I can't value diamonds for you, but the reality is, just so everybody knows, diamonds, it's a manipulated market. It's all controlled. Supply and demand is controlled. There's more than enough diamonds out there. They just limit the supply on purpose. The powers that be and the various purveyor, actually the people that get the diamonds out of the ground, to keep the price artificially inflated. Just so you know, it is what it mm-hmm. is. It's an artificially inflated piece of coal that's really old.
And the big news up there about the Yankees is the fact that Disney just agreed to accept a $3.5 billion offer for the Yes Network from Amazon.
Oh, well, no, the Yankees are actually buying back a big chunk, too. The Yankees are buying back a big chunk of the Yes Network, which they had sold to Disney. I think Disney is having to sell off various different, because the mergers, regional sports companies, and Yes is kind of like the crown jewel of that.
Yeah, because that is, you know, everybody knows about the Yes Network. Anybody's got cable TV. I was listening to Larry Kudlow yesterday. He was on Fox, whatever it is, Newsweek or whatever that is with Chris
Wallace.
And Larry Kudlow said, investors must ignore the very fluky jobs data. And I'm thinking to myself, fluky jobs data. Okay, 20,000 jobs created, last month? And I get it. I understand what might have happened there. But we're pretty much operating at full employment, aren't we?
Pretty close to it, and then some. And I think that what you want to take away is that, you know, such phenomenal jobs growth, you know, month after month after month, and there was an even a readjustment for last month, even more jobs. If you take a look at the wages and the wage in, growth, which has been absolutely phenomenal, and that's what you get when you have a tighter labor market and employers having to compete for employees is what we want to see. The job market in the United States has done pretty poorly for a very long period of time. When I'm talking long period of time, I'm talking going back to the 1990s. That's starting to change, which is great. We need to have more of that. We are going to eventually have to have, obviously, some more people coming in to the labor force. I made the suggestion on my program. I said, I got a great idea. Why don't we start cutting government public sector workers and having them go into the private sector? Then we can cut the size of government and kill two birds with one stone. Now we know that's not going to happen. Immigration is going to play a part. And what we want to do is control legal immigration. So when we need to have these jobs being filled, they will. I'm not a big, huge fan of the visa system with the H-1Bs and the H-2Bs. I would rather put these people as quickly as possible on a path to citizenship. So you have a labor market that's equal and fair, where, you know, people are able to undercut everyone else in regards to the price of labor, and that's what will allow people's pay to continue to rise.
Now, you mentioned the government. Fact of the matter is 5,000 government jobs were dissolved because of the fact that during the shutdown, there was 5,000 jobs that hadn't been filled, and they realized they didn't need to have them to begin with.
Exactly. There shouldn't be any more. That would be one of the things I would run on. I said government hiring freeze. Let these jobs start going away by attrition. People retire and just let them go.
Yep.
Let them go. They don't need to be filled. And then slowly but surely we cut the size of government, you know, little by little by little. That's what we need to have done, not just on the federal level, but local levels all around the country also.
And we have an answer from Steve in Thailand, who is saying he heard that J-Lo's ring was worth $1 million.
Well, I mean, how much was A-Rod making a year? What was the old saying?
It was, 25?
How many 2 months' salary or something like that? Or, I forget what it was.
Yeah, it
was
scam $25 million of dollars until this new guy, Bryce Harper, got his big contract.
Well, A-Rod, he's still doing pretty well. He, you know, as far as he's a commentator on a couple different networks for baseball. But I get a sick suspicion that I think J-Lo has made a lot more money than he has.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I wouldn't doubt that at all.
It's like Tom Brady's wife. She's
sure.
made a lot more money than Tom Brady.
Sure. Now, we had another strange crash of a 737 MAX 8 in Kenya, and Boeing right now is likely to face some new questions about having the second crash under similar circumstances, similar to one that they had a year ago. Does Boeing need to be concerned about anything right now?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously there's some concerns. Listen, one of the things about the interesting things about air travel and airlines, you know, that the entire industry is that with every accident, every accident that happens, you know, airlines get safer because they learn from mistakes, so they won't happen again. You know, curious to see again, you know, what's going to happen in regards to this pilot error, whatever it may be. They'll get to the bottom of it. It's just curious to a lot of people right now why it was the same plane.
Now, part of what you do is you're in the stock trading business, right?
Well, no. I'm not in the trading business. We put together people's portfolios. Do we buy and sell securities? You know, from time to time, yes, but we're not traders where
okay.
we're looking at what's happening every single day and moving in and out. No.
Well, my question involves the new SEC rules to review stock trading rules in a big revamp going on. Do you know what that's all about?
Well, I'm not sure exactly. They're always changing the rules. I don't know.
It's a headline. I'm just looking at the headline. I wondered
okay.
if you knew.
I'd have to see exactly what it was. You know, that there's been some certain rules that have been proposed that we talked last week about them, the Democrats talking about imposing another tax on stock transactions. But I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about in regards to this.
Now, do you know what a tax workaround is?
Tax workaround? No.
Here's the headline. IRS to kill state and local tax workarounds.
State and local tax. You mean the SALT deduction?
I guess.
What they're probably talking about is some of the states looking to, you know, help their citizens get around the changes in the tax code in regards to the state and local tax deduction, which was reduced to $10,000. Probably what they're discussing there. Because certain states, New York, California, proposed different ways that people could get around that that limit in regards to what you could write off.
Now, there's good news for Alaska because Alaska has been kind of chomping at the bit trying to build up their oil production and whatnot. And BP and Exxon are helping to advance the Alaska LNG export project. What's that all about?
Liquefied natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal. And obviously,
yep.
the desire is to try to get the cost down as low as possible in regards to liquefied natural gas. Real fascinating column. This past weekend talking about the Nord Stream 2 pipeline from Russia and to Europe and, you know, how it's very much defined the United States and our wishes, in regards to that. And, you know, the reality is we can ship liquefied natural gas to Europe, but the cost is 20% higher than them getting natural gas from Russia. So that's obviously the issues that we're dealing with right now.
All right, well, here comes the music, so I'm going to have to let you go, but we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Go over to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com, and make sure that you check it out and find out about how to look at his show, where he's at, and all the different things that he has to offer. All right, we're coming right back. Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.